My partner taught me to drive trucks, and one of the contractors around here actually just ended up asking me if I wanted to drive for him. I think it's a really great job. I really, really enjoy doing it. And I really enjoyed doing the law as well, but I just love being outside and seeing different things, going different places. You get to meet some really interesting people and go to lots of different places, and some of the places you go to are beautiful. Some people's farms, and get to talk to interesting people all the time. The people that you work with are usually great. You have the same, interests because you're all driving trucks. You talk about the same things, which is good. But other people come from different industries as well, so then you get a different perspective on things, and you're always talking to someone different, seeing something new all the time.
Now, you're a self-confessed health nut, a fitness freak, perhaps. The image of a stereotypical truck driver isn't exactly the image of health. So how do you maintain your personal fitness and health in a career like truck driver?
Oh, I eat really well most of the time, so I make sure that all my meals are prepared, so I'm not tempted by roadhouse food in the main. Of course, I have my moments, and I make sure I get up early enough to go for a walk. There's stuff in the truck that you can use as for weight training, and then when I'm home, I've got a gym at home, or if I'm out and about in a town and I've got time, or I'll make time and go to the gym. You have to make the time to be fit.
So when you step off your truck at truck stops, do you get strange looks from other truck drivers?
I did at first, but then they all got used to me. And then, but I do get strange looks, or I don't know if they're strange, just maybe interested looks from just, other people who are about. And I've often had the comment, "Oh, you're a little girl for driving a big truck." That's not an unusual comment, even though it sounds a bit weird. And it's always meant in the nicest possible way. That sort of ties in with meeting people because, that's like an opening line, and then they'll start talking about, well, tell me about your truck and how long you've been doing this for, and what do you do, and are you here for long, and what are you doing here, and so you get to meet some really interesting people.
In an industry that's dominated by men, how are you treated as a female truck driver?
Really well, yeah, really well. The men are very supportive. They're always there. But without being there, if you know what I mean, you just know that if something happens, someone will help you. Now, I'm not sure if that's just because you're a girl. You're smaller and weaker, and if you can't do something, someone will always be there to help you. So it's quite a supportive industry on the whole, from what I could see. I suppose in any job, you've got to prove your stripes. You've got to get your stripes, and they give you the chance to do that. And then once you're there, they just go, well, you can do this, so you need a hand. Well, that's fine. You're just shorter than me, so yeah, that's fine. They'll come and help. And if I can do this, anyone can do this. So, and I come from a background of sort of non-manual labour and not being outside, not using your hands, to doing that sort of hands-on physical, long-hour sort of job. If I can do it, anyone can do it, really. So you just need the support.
Do you see many other women on the road driving trucks?
No, not where I am. There are a couple, and they're all fabulous. They work hard, do they know what they're doing? They do a great job, but the answer is no, there's not many at all.
What do you think the industry could do to attract more women?
I think the one of the biggest things is the lack of facilities on the road. So I'm not sure that that's typically or just isolated to transport. It would have to be transport and government hand in hand, toilets and showers and places to park that are more off the road so you can sleep. I don't necessarily think it's a, like a boys' club industry. I don't get that feeling at all. So it's once you step into a male-dominated area, well, it's not really any different to lots of men and women together. It's the facilities, and that's what makes it a little bit harder for girls, toilets and showers and that sort of thing. Yeah, I mean, there are some shires that have really got it together. There are, clean toilet blocks with a shower provided. I can think of a couple that have done really, really well, but they're quite far and, they're few and far between.
Do you get lonely on the road on your own out there?
Yeah, from time to time. Yeah, you do. But your friends are only a phone call away. You've got your radio and you've got your. I listen to a lot of stories, lots of music. I make sure I stop often. And if I could stop and actually talk to someone as well, to make a point of actually stopping close to a town, walk to town, get something to drink and walk back again. That way at least you've got contact with humans rather than just yourself all the time.
And truckies in some towns are famous for their two-way radio conversations. I bet you've heard a few good stories on the radio.
Yeah, they're quite interesting and funny a lot of the time. yeah, it's quite interesting.
How are you with dealing with breakdowns and bogging a trailer? I bet you have your fair share of good stories.
Yeah, at first I was really quite nervous about the whole thing, and I got, you know, reasonably upset, basically because I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to deal with the situation, and the lack of knowledge made me a bit nervous about the whole thing. But having got bogged a couple of times and having breakdowns a couple of times, you go, well, I can't do anything about it, so I'll have to think logically. Now, how am I going to get someone to help me to do this? Because I'm not a mechanic, so I can look under the bonnet and say, that doesn't look right, and ring up and say, that doesn't look right, and get advice. And most of the time, it was, you know, reasonably simple to fix, or you ring someone to help you. So after that first initial, I think the first time I got bogged, I got quite upset because I just didn't know what to do or how to get this huge machine out. And of course, it's always fully loaded. You know, oh my God, what am I going to do? But after the first time, you just go, well, it's going to happen again eventually. So you'll just deal with it when it comes along.
How suitable is the career, do you think, for women with children?
I think if you've got younger children, if you've got the family support, it's like any job where you go away. If you've got the support there, and it's fine, you can do that. I think maybe women have that biological tug where you want to stay with your children more. So that, I think that's actually harder. That's a individual decision to go and do that. I think it would be harder if you were on your own. You know, do you want to be away from your small children for a week at a time? If you can do that, then go for it. It's great. I love it. You know, if you can't, then maybe it's something you're going to do when they're a bit older.
Now, you have a teenage son. What does he think about mum being a truck driver?
I think most of the time he thinks it's pretty good. I've picked him up from school a couple of times in the prime mover. Then he actually wants to know me. When I pick him up in the car, he's like, slinks along going, oh, I'll just slink into this car and hope no one sees me. Don't get out of the car, mum, just in case I get seen with you. But then I picked him up in the prime mover. He's like going, hey, look, that's my mum. You know? I'm going in that home, by the way. So he's pretty pleased sometimes.
So you've been driving big trucks for about 3 years now. Do you see it as a long-term career choice?
I still really, really enjoy it. After 3 years, I still look forward to every day. You know, it's exciting the next day going to work, what's going to happen and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, at this point in time, yeah. So, I mean, I know lots of truck drivers who've been driving for 20 years and they love their job. I think maybe if that's what you're supposed to do and you really enjoy it, then, yeah, keep doing it.